would bow your head and close your eyes for just a moment. Would you say to the Lord from your heart silently, Lord, speak to my heart through the message tonight. Draw me closer to you. Would you say that to the Lord? Lord, please speak to my heart tonight through the message and draw me closer to you. Secondly, would you say to the Lord, Lord, help the preacher to preach the message exactly as you'd have him to tonight. Filled with your spirit simply means controlled completely with your spirit. And lastly, would you say to the Lord, Lord, we want everything to bring praise and honor and glory to you. God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Can y'all smile at me? Can you wave at the same time? It's good to see each one of you out. I have a question for you. Have you ever had one of those days that you were blah? You know, you just had a blah day. Y'all know a blah, right? Just one of those blah days. And sometimes when you have those blah days, you really don't quite know why you're blah. Have you ever had some of those days you're like, I'm kind of blah, but I can't quite figure out why I'm blah? Well, we're going to be looking at a psalm tonight. We've been kind of looking at different psalms in particular. Psalm 42 is where we're going to be looking tonight. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to turn to Psalm 42. Psalm 42, the psalmist, it seems to me as you read this psalm, and originally they think Psalm 42 and 43 were written together and were considered one psalm, but we're only looking at Psalm 42 tonight. It almost seems like the psalmist, as he wrote this, was kind of in one of those blah moods, and he wasn't exactly sure why, you know, based upon everything that was going on in life or all the good things at least he was going through. So tonight, I'm going to read it first of all, but we're going to look, and I'm going to give you six different cures for the blahs. Six different cures for the blahs, okay? This is, if you're here tonight and you say, Preacher, you nailed it. I'm just kind of blah today. Well, you come to the right place, God's Word. It's going to tell you how to get out of the blahs, okay? Or you might say, Preacher, I'm happy as a lark. You know, everything's just good. Everything seems to be going fine. Well, I tell you what. Just put this message in your pocket, I like to say, and take it with you. Because you might wake up tomorrow and be a little bit blah, not even sure why you're blah. Or there could be some things that throw you into that blah mood. These same cures will work tomorrow as they work today, okay? So, Psalm 42, if you'd follow along. Says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Here's one of the times. You'll see it another time and then see it in chapter 43. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Now, my very loose paraphrase would be, why do you have the blues, O my soul? Or why are you so blah, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill of Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Here it is again. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. If you drop down in chapter 43, again, we're not going to cover this, but look at the last verse of that chapter of Psalm, verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Tonight, some cures for the blahs. Now, I want to make sure that you're really out there, okay? I want to make sure that I'm not speaking another language or something. How many of you have ever had the blahs? If you've not had the blahs, I'd like to talk to you after church. Maybe you can tell me how not to have the blahs. It seems like it comes on us sometimes, right? And those blahs, I mean, I know, I guess confession time. You know, sometimes, you know, our boys are in college and we're empty nesters now. And Amy will attest to this, and y'all will too, because y'all been through it, most of you at least. You know, just be going through the day and I'll see something that reminds me of the boys. And I'm like, huh. And that this blah, this kind of blah there for at least a little bit, I'm like, huh, I'm kind of blah because I kind of miss them. Well, I'll miss them a lot. But, you know, those blahs sneak up on you. Or it could even be you've lost a loved one. And I know that it comes on you even more, you know, in that first little bit after they pass. And then it gets better. Time is a healer. It does help. But still, occasionally you may think of them. I mean, I still think of my mom and dad sometimes. You know, I'm like, man, I just miss them. And kind of a little tinge of blah. I know I'll see them again. They're Christians. They're with the Lord. They were Christians on this earth. They're with the Lord now, and I'll see them again. But you just have those little tinge of blah. And then as sometimes I mention you're blah, and you just don't quite know why you're blah. Hopefully the message tonight will help you get past those blahs when they do come upon you, okay? Some cures for the blahs. First of all, in verses 1 and 2, thirst after God. You say, how can I get past the blahs? Well, thirst after God, or check your focus or motivation. You know, the world wants to sidetrack us. Y'all agree with that? The world wants to get us off track. And believe me, the further off track we can get from God, the more blah we're tempted to be. You know, I guarantee you, some recipes for being blah is listening to old secular music all day long. You know, some of you are kind of stuck with that because you work at places that play, I mean, sometimes after a while, it almost drives me crazy. Sometimes you go in these places and it used to be, Amy said the other day, whatever happened to elevator music? You know, they used to play. Now it's like, man, it's like, wow. And I guarantee you, most of the music of the world that you listen to, if you listen to it long enough, guess what? It'll get you off track. It'll get your mind off of focus of the Lord, and it will give you the blahs. One cure that's mentioned here is the thirst after God. Check your focus or your motivation. Where is your focus that day? If Paul says that if this world was all there is somewhat of a paraphrase, I am of all men most miserable. So if your focus goes from God to the world, I'm right there with you. I'd be miserable too. But thirst after God. It says in these verses, as the hart or deer panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before? He's looking forward to appearing before God. He's like, man, when is that going to happen? I'm looking forward to that. And he says, I have this thirst for you, God. I mean, I have this thirst. You know, something that I don't see in a whole lot of Christians is thirst for God. You know, the Bible says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That's one of those butides. Amy had a Sunday school teacher. She was in that little country church, and I was interim pastor there years ago, first church I pastored. And she taught, and I can't hardly say it without thinking of her. And rather than the Beatitudes, it was the butides. So it's in the butides, and it says, you know, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness or after God. I tell you, you don't see a whole lot of Christians hungry for God anymore. I mean, hunger after God's word. It seems like most Christians try to think of some reason that I don't have to listen to the word, or reasons I don't have to read the Bible, or the reason I can miss Sunday school, or reason I'm like, wow. If you want to stay away from the blahs, or get a cure for the blahs, thirst after God. What is your focus? What is your motivation? And if you start feeling blah during the day, something comes up or whatever the trigger might be, just start thinking about how good God is. So number one, cure for the blahs is the thirst after God. Number two, found in verses 3 and 4, you ready for this? Now I know it's not quite as clear in this passage, but I'm going to explain it. Go to church. Go to church. Now, you say, preacher. Where is that at? He says in verse 3, my tears have been my meat day and night. I've been crying a lot. While they continually say unto me, where is thy God? You know, this is people that don't know God, most likely. So where is your God? You say, he's so powerful, and look at all you're going through. Your little blahs there in all these situations. He says in verse 4, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Now, I realize that's not exactly the same as the church. That's the temple he's speaking of. The writer of the psalm is talking about, you know, we on those holy days, we went to Jerusalem to go to the temple to worship the Lord. And on those holy days, I remember how happy I was, and with all the people around me, and we were just joyful, and we were praising God. Can I tell you, whenever the blahs come upon you, one of the best places you can go is to church. I mean, really. I mean, the world out there is pretty tough. Pretty evil, pretty wicked. And sometimes you're like, Lord, how long? And when you come to church, church ought to be a haven. Really, it should be like a haven. You come here, you hear God's word, you get a handshake, you get someone to say, how you doing? On Wednesday nights, we pray for each other. It ought to be like, wow, what a relief to get among God's people. Because you may say, my boss is a real bear. or the people that I encounter on the interstate, now that really tries me. And that, you know, and it's easy to get blah out there in the world, but when I come to church, it should be a blessing. I've loved coming to church for years. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you and say every time I get ready to come to church, I'm just so tickled, right, Amy? Sometimes, I mean, all of us are human. We're tired, and we get a little weary and all that. But generally speaking, we should say, guess what? It's not that I have to go to church. It's that I get to go to church. And I want to go to church because I can be perked up. My blahs can be thrown away because I'm among God's people. And we're on the same page. We're worshiping the same God. And all the craziness of the world is out there. And I can focus with God's people. You know, the big word is fellowship. That's the word we use today, right? In the New Testament, we use the word koinonia, sharing in common. And if we know Jesus as our Savior, I mean, we don't have that in common with people of the world. We know Jesus, they don't. But when you come to church, we have that in common. And not that God's word don't challenge us at times and step all over our toes and all that. I'm not saying it's just one big fuzzy warm meeting and we sing kumbaya and with the warm fuzzies. I think some preachers are so worried about giving everybody the warm fuzzies all the time. They never preach the word of God so that we can be convicted and drawn a little closer to God. But generally speaking, when we come to church, it ought to be I'm among God's people. And we're on the same page. And we sing songs together. And I think these people really like me. And I think they enjoy my company and I enjoy their company. And we get to get around God's word and get some encouragement and fill up the tank a little bit. When the blahs are coming on, the worst thing to do is to neglect church. The best thing to do is even when you feel blah, get up and come anyway. God will help take the blahs away. Some cures for the blahs. Number one, thirst after God. Check your focus and your motivation. Second, go to church. Experience fellowship. Number three, verses 5 and 11. Hope in God. Hope in God. You say, I don't know exactly. What does that mean exactly? Well, look at verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Why is my soul stirred? Why am I so blah? It says, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Hope thou in God. And it goes on to say, for the help of his countenance. Verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Hope in God. I think a word that helps me, I think I'm rightly dividing the word of truth here. I would say that that's really saying trust in God. You know, it's kind of that idea. You know, hope is a little bit between the languages. There's a little bit, you know, hope. Our hope is, well, I hope so. You know, I hope God can do this. But this is like a firm trust. You know, I'm blah, but guess what? I trust God. And the psalmist, I'm blah, there's things going wrong, but guess what? I trust God. And that really should be our resolve, don't you think? And when we trust God, the focus goes off of self and on God. And say, God, how are you going to... Do you know a wonderful thing about God? For a child of God who's following and serious about him, the Bible says, all things work together for good. And we know that all things work together for good. To those that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. So even if something comes upon us and it's like, blah, man, this is bad. We can trust God that he's going to turn it into something good. Do we always see that? Mm-mm. You know, I know I've said quite often, I tell God quite often, Lord, I don't understand this, but I do trust you. And when you trust God, this God that is all-powerful, this God that is all-knowing, this God that is everywhere present, this God who never changes, when you trust that God, guess what? You can shed the blahs. You can say, I don't know how this is good. I don't know how this is going to help me. You may, as I talked about, I may not even know why I'm blah, but guess what? I got a big God, and he's going to take care of it. Can I tell you, the blahs are going to be ultimately eliminated. The blahs and the blues, I heard one guy say, a Christian musician said, or I don't know, might have been the preacher on that one CD that I had. He said, the blues are a good type of music, but they're a lousy attitude of the soul, or something like that. You know, that's his opinion. You know, to me, it's like the blahs are going to be eliminated. You know, the psalmist... when shall I come and appear before God in verse 2? It's like he's looking forward to that day when the blahs are completely wiped away. But in the meantime, if we trust in God, those blahs can leave us alone for a while, don't you think? It helps to know the end of the story. And if we didn't have the Bible, we wouldn't know the end of the story. So I can trust in God because I know the end of the story. Some cures for the blahs. First of all, thirst after God. Check your focus and your motivation. Second, go to church. That fellowship will help shed the blahs. Third, hope in God or trust in God. Fourth, and there's only six. I'm moving rapidly through this. Also found in verses 5 and 11. After he says, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Verse 11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. You say, how do I lose the blahs? I know we devoted a whole Wednesday night, I believe, talking about this a while back. But as part of the ways that we can lose the blahs or a cure for the blahs, praise God. Amen. Just praise God. You know, what if you started singing a song about the time the blahs came on you and you're like, man, I just don't know. I just don't feel like going on today. It's just been a bad. You know, what if we just start singing, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, that's pretty good. That's good singing on there. I like that. Can you imagine if about the time the blahs hit you, you just start praising God?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the song we sung tonight, you could sing to him, what a friend we have in Jesus. What we just sang was the doxology. You know, some people know that upside one side, downside the other. And some people are like, what is that? But that's called the doxology. But you're praising God. You can sing Amazing Grace, talking about God's grace, and just start to praise him. And I would pretty much assure you that the blahs will at least lessen, if not completely leave you alone, when you start praising God. You know, God wants to hear our praise. Some cures for the blahs. Thirst after God, or check your focus or motivation. Go to church, and that fellowship will help the blahs to leave you alone. Third, hope in God or trust in God. Fourth was praise God. Number five, remember God and all that he has done. Look at verse 6. It's not a question here. It's, oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill of Mizar. Now, from what I understand, these are actual places, and he's talking about, we know Jordan for sure, some of the other places. He was away from that, and he was remembering his God. But you know what? When we remember God, we may not be exactly where we want to be. We spent 2 years in Connecticut, didn't we, Amy? It was great for a marriage, but it's a whole different world up there. We were first married. All we had to depend upon was each other and God. So it was a good foundation for our marriage. But it's a different world up there. And I'm not just, you know, throwing everybody under the bus up there. Some wonderful people. We had a wonderful church, a wonderful bunch of people, very hospitable, had us over. There was at least one lady from West Virginia in the church, and they'd have us over for dinner. And so there's a lot of wonderful things and a lot of wonderful people up there. But guess what? That's a different world than West Virginia. I mean, so we longed, you know, we used that, whatsoever state you find yourself, I know this is paraphrased, kind of, I'm not going to get it exactly, but I have learned, in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Now, that is a quote. To be content, whatever state I'm in, we put Connecticut in here. So we're in a different state than we're going to be. But, we may find it hard, and I think the psalmist was kind of finding it hard to shed the blahs because he wasn't where he really wanted to be. But you know what? When we think about God, God is everywhere, don't you think? And that same God that is everywhere, I mean, just remember all the things he's done for you. You know, when you start thinking about all the things, you know, I thank God sometimes in prayer, and I just thank him that I was born in America. I was born in West Virginia. I was born into a family where my mom was a Christian, and she took me to church, and my dad was a good guy and got saved later. And thank the Lord for letting me get my engineering degree and letting me go on and get my master's degree, and for the churches that I pastored, and for my wife and for my boys. And, you know, sometimes I'd get on a roll and I'd start thinking, God, I need to thank him more. But guess what? When we remember God and all the good things he's done for us, it's kind of hard to be too blah, isn't it? Some cures for the blahs. Number one, thirst after God. Check your focus, your motivation. Go to church. The fellowship will shed the blahs. Hope in God or trust in God is probably a more clear way for me to understand that. Trust him, even if you are blah. Number four, start to praise him. Praise God. Number five, remember God and all that he has done. And regardless of where you're at, he's God over all. And the last cure, or it's kind of a combo cure here, I guess you'd say. This is a two-pack of cure, I guess you'd say. Verses 7 to 10, sing and pray in the night. Sing and pray in the night. It says, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. He felt pretty blah, pretty desperate. It says, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. And notice this, and in the night his song shall be with me. His song shall be with me. And my prayer unto the God of my life. It says, I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? It seems like you've forgotten me. God never forgets us, but he's saying, why does it seem as if thou hast forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? But the point I want to make, in spite of the blahs, in spite of what may be going on around us, you know, we can sing and pray in the darkness. It could literally be just like in the nighttime, but also there could be some reference to the darkness of life and the things that are going on that are upsetting this psalmist. But we can sing and pray in the midst of any night. You know, the folks in the house may not appreciate it if you start singing real big and loud, but God will appreciate it. You can sing to him. Guess what? God, I'm glad that God did not get an answering machine. I'm glad that he didn't get an answering service. How many of you enjoy talking to a stupid machine? Come here, raise your hand. If you enjoy talking to a stupid machine. You know, in this day and age of great customer service, every time I would like to find a company that's of any size that actually has a real person still answering the phone. It gets a little crazy. Are you getting the Holy Spirit moving you or what over there? That make you blah? Thank you. We coordinated this so she'd help me out and say, okay. But she has a point. You know, I'm talking about even communicating with the phone. I mean, some companies now, you can't even get their phone number. You have to communicate with them online, and that's pretty. Aren't you thankful that our God is always there? I mean, our God doesn't need sleep, so our God doesn't sleep. He's always there. He hears our individual prayer. I'm even thankful I don't have to go to some guy in a great big long robe and let him be my intercessor. I can go straight to God myself in the middle of the night. I can cry in the night and cry out to God, and he knows all about it, and he's always there for me, and he hears me. I can sing to him at night, even when things are good and when things are bad. God is always on call. Right? I can sing and pray in the night. Some cures for the blahs. That's what we've talked about tonight. I really enjoy this psalm. I'm not so sure I did it justice. There's a lot in here. We didn't have time to cover it, you know, exactly word by word and line by line. But generally speaking, when I read this, the psalmist is saying, I have the blahs. A lot of things are going against me. But he gives us some real encouragement on how to get rid of the blahs. You know, how to keep on going, how to sustain my walk with God. First one is thirst after God. Thirst after God. Do you have a real thirst after knowing God, a thirst after his word, a thirst to know him better every day? Second cure is to go to church, that fellowship. I think most Christians today completely underestimate the value of the local church. And I've already done some preliminary work. A good while back, I was going to preach this whole sermon series on the local church and the value of the local church, but God wouldn't let me preach it right then. But maybe I can tell you there is immense value in the local church. And if anybody is trying to serve God apart from the local church, they need to get right with God. I'm serious. It's part of God's plan. So, if you want to lose the blahs, go to church. It'll help you. I know some people, when they get blah, they don't want to be around anybody. That's kind of, I understand that. I get that thought. But I'm not so sure that's a godly thought. I think that's a worldly thought. And maybe a selfish thought. Come to church. You know, if someone says, how you doing today? I'm blah. That's why I'm here. We'll understand, okay? The third cure for the blahs that we looked at, hope in God or trust in God. Regardless of what things may look like that may cause you blah, to be blah, God is in control. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Proverbs 3:5 says, the fourth cure for the blahs, praise God. Praise God. You find yourself having a really blah day, just try under your breath if you're not good with singing out loud. They might think you're a little strange at work if you just start singing, but you can sing real low maybe in under your breath and just start praising God, at least in your heart. I think the blahs will kind of turn down a bit, maybe completely leave you. Number five, remember God and all that he has done. Remember God and all that he has done. All that he's brought you through. All that he's brought you through. And lastly, sing and pray in the night. There's no time that you can't stop and sing and pray in the night. Even when you're blah, God will hear it. Okay? So the next time you are blah, You're going to put this in your pocket and take it with you, right? Or if you are blah tonight, you're going to do your best to get out of the blah. Try some of these cures, and I'm sure that if you do that, God will help you get out of the blahs. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Let me ask you tonight, don't answer in any way or indicate in any way, but are you finding yourself kind of in the blahs right now? Are you finding yourself kind of in the blahs? Would you try some of these biblical cures from Psalm 42 tonight? Would you try some? Would you turn to the Lord and say, Lord, help me get out of the blahs? If you're here tonight and you're not blah, you live in a world that's pretty blah, take it with you and try to remember these things. Maybe just pull this psalm up and read it again. And rely upon God to help you shed the blahs. Would you do that? Would you do that? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Your word is simply, and this word is going to pale in comparison to what I should use, but your word is amazing. Lord, how it helps us, how it solves our problems, how it answers our questions, how it gives us direction in life, how it tells us what is right and what is wrong, and it gives us your will for our lives. Lord, your word is amazing, and we just praise you and thank you for it. Lord, I pray that if anyone is here tonight, we can cover up the blah sometimes pretty well, but Lord, if there really is someone here tonight that's blah, Lord, I pray that you'll just pick them up and encourage them, and may they take some of the advice from this psalmist, Lord, and that you'll just help them to get out of the blahs. And Lord, when we're tempted to be blahs, I think every single one of us are, Lord, help us just to look to you for the guidance and strength that we need. We pray all this in Jesus' name.